Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycom's offering you 15% off their products, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome back to the Skim Show. That's where Scott and Kim do a show. hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're a couple days later than we usually like to do, but actually, the way I look at it now...
It's been a week.
No. Well, yeah, it's been a week.
It's been 1 week.
Yeah.
Since Thursday, we drove in the car and went to the dentist.
That's my point. We're trying to do these on Mondays, but we're late in the week, but we're still week to week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The way I look at it is, expect a show once a week.
Ish.
It might be Monday. It might be Thursday. You never know.
That's why the ish works.
Yeah, the ish. Anyway, hi and welcome. We have some stuff. Let's get into it. I might
just
be getting
jumping right in, huh?
A booster shot today for my Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Is that bad if I just got the flu one yesterday and then they do a booster?
We can ask them when we get there. Make sure.
Okay. And I qualify because I got a couple of little things going that make me qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to have an extra layer of boostage. It's not a problem. I guess that was all approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like FDA approved.
Yep.
If you trust the FDA.
They wouldn't put it out there if it wasn't.
Yeah. Are you whispering? You're being kind of quiet.
Sorry.
Now I'm starting to wonder if there is a conspiracy. No. yeah, so that'll be later. After this, we're going to go get that shot. Seriously, I was just there. Should I tell her that and say, I got the flu shot yesterday. Is this a problem to get them 2 days in a row?
Yeah, we can ask them.
And also the same arm?
I think we should ask them, make sure.
What if it's the same arm?
It does. I don't think that matters.
All right. I just don't want
the... right over there?
I don't want the Rona, and I don't want the Rona for other people.
Exactly.
I'd like us all to come together and not get the Rona.
Exactly.
What else is going on?
We're trying for that.
These days. Anything fun? Van threw up for the first time.
He got sick last week.
For the first time ever.
He threw up and it scared him to death.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
He was like running around his room screaming and crying because he didn't know why his body was rejecting itself.
Yeah. Imagine if you've never barfed before, what that would do to you mentally. Because he's never been sick. He's been kind of sheltered during COVID.
I mean,
more than kids usually are, I would say.
And he just hasn't been sick. She's been really careful with him,
and we think it was pineapple. Too much pineapple. He doesn't like it.
His body doesn't like it.
No.
Throws it out.
Acidic. So he was yakking all night, or not all night, but a bunch of times.
It was last weekend.
Yeah. He's fine now. He's great. But he was, he wasn't happy.
No, he wasn't happy about it.
Can't imagine anybody being very happy about that, but he's just like his mom. I remember when Tay was little, and if she had to barf, she would just freak out. Dad. I don't want to burp. And then she'd barf right then. I could always tell when she was going to puke because it was right when she was the most upset.
About being sick.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't want to be sick.
Her brother was a lot like that. Except Nick had this thing where he'd go, and he was real little, like 2, 3. He'd go, and a little bit of, not much, but just a little bit. And that meant you had about 30 seconds
to get him somewhere
before Old Faithful really hit.
Yes. Which he did one
somewhere.
Time in a bathroom so badly that I remember it was in the basement. And about 2 weeks later, I started to notice ants. So apparently
ants
it got
months.
Everywhere. And we didn't know just how bad it was.
No uncles, just ants. It was pretty weird. Anyway, so kids, they're fun. And if you're a parent of a young child, you know what this is like. When Kim and I were
laughing and laughing right now if you're a parent of a small child.
When the kids were little, I was in charge of the barfing. Kim was in charge of the poo accidents.
It's true.
Yep.
I couldn't do the barf.
Yep. If we had a total diaper blowout, Kim was on it. If one of the kids yacked a apple pie up on the floor, I took care of it.
You were there.
I do it with the dogs now. I'm still in charge.
That's true.
Unless it's Carter's dog, then she has to do it. Because damn it, earn your keep. Just kidding. anyway, so that's what's going on with us. There's not much else to say other than, keeping busy. Keeping busy, stuff like that. Oh, Kim went to, did we already talk about you going to Texas?
I think so. We did last week.
Did we?
We talked about Texas, right?
Did you talk about food and things?
I was in Austin. I don't remember.
I don't remember what we talked about.
I had good food while I was there.
Kim went to Texas. No barbecue.
Some really good tacos.
tacos, Tex-Mex stuff in general, right?
Yeah.
And
it was good.
Yeah. And you had a good time. We dropped my niece off. Did we talk about all this?
I don't know. I dropped her.
What is wrong with my memory?
You weren't there. Yeah. My sister and I went with her, dropped her off there with her car.
Yep.
And then flew home.
Yep. She's 19.
Super short trip.
She had a birthday. She's 19. She got a new job down there. She's just excited to live this little adventure she's having.
Yep. It's good.
How soon before some douchebag boy gets in the picture?
I don't know.
Because I'll kick his butt. I have uncle.
Why do you assume?
Uncle anger.
Why do you just assume?
Because uncles are supposed to assume their nieces are, someone's picking on their niece. That's what you're supposed to do.
Why don't you just be like, until she gets in a really nice, great relationship?
She might. That's some good wishful thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It's good. I'm glad that you think that way.
It's
one of us needs to.
Super negative. Wow.
I wouldn't say negative. I just want to be prepared.
Oh, I see.
If somebody calls and says, oh, did you hear what happened?
Scott's like, I'm going to get prepared to kick someone's ass.
Two arms. Seriously, I'd be so pissed. We were talking yesterday about how I kind of want to fight somebody.
Yeah,
is that weird?
You're kind of in the mood too, and I've been there.
I want somebody to...
I come and go with that one, and sometimes I really wish someone would say something to me about my mask or about whatever.
I want some mask guy.
And I think I'll haul off and punch him.
Yeah, I want some mask guy named Kevin in the middle of a store.
Some masked guy?
Yeah. A guy not masked. Who's being
confused.
An a-hole to me for wearing one so that I can have the excuse. I don't know if I'll punch them, but I have things I want to say. I told you last night.
That you really want to say to everybody, but you would tell that guy.
Oh, yeah, dude. I seriously.
Can you imagine Scott in a fight?
I've been in fights. It's not unheard of.
I haven't yet, and I really want to.
In your entire life?
No. Nope.
You've never been in a fight?
I tackled someone to the ground, but that wasn't quite a fair fight because I held them down until
He was a young teen.
Yeah.
Kim basically had to break up. I'm not going to say names, but Kim had to break up a fight between two brothers. And it was rough, dude. I thought they were going to kill each other. And Kim dove in and went, and everybody.
You sound like I turned into the Hulk.
You kind of were. And it made everybody in the family go, whoa, look at that. Because we were at a big joint thing with a bunch of people. And some of the other adults were looking at you like, what the frick? I'm never crossing her. Serious. It was scary. You were scary that day. In a good way, though.
In a good way.
Yeah, you stopped the greater evil.
Yes.
So well done.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's what's been going on with us. Let's read some emails from some listeners.
Okay.
Oh, before we do that, hold on just a moment, please.
Ready for this.
Kim.
Sorry.
Kim, let me tell you, I like audio. I like having earbuds in where no one can bug me.
Yes, you do.
I like my special place where I can't hear anyone. And that's why we're here to talk about Raycon. Once again, I want to thank them for supporting the show. Do you want crisp, powerful beats at half the price of premium audio brands? You know you do. So do I. There's so much going on in the world where there's stuff you're excited about, like, I don't know. What are you excited about? Vacations.
Yeah.
Possibly going someplace. Or having a Christmas thing or whatever. Or anything you don't want to think too much about until it gets here. Thanksgiving's a bunch of work, right?
I enjoy the work, but
yeah,
yes.
You like it, but I don't. Well, it can always control the vibes out there. For yourself, just not other people. And you put them in your own head. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds are all you need in your ears to do that. Whether you use them to pump up, wind down, work, or work out, Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio. 100% true. They're right here. Feel that.
See? Right there in your pocket.
Do you feel that in my pocket? I don't let everyone touch my pocket, but Kim gets to. I really love them. And they're amazing. So whatever you're doing, here's what I want you to do. We've teamed up with them to get you a deal. You can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. The brand new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They're really amazing. They've got this improved rubber oil look and feel. It's hard to explain, but they have this really cool new, I wouldn't call it texture. It's almost lack of texture, but the...
Smooth.
It's cool. I really like it. Kind of a matte finish, but not quite matte finish. Anyway, really neat. And, of course, they have all the gel tips to fit in whatever ear size you have. How's your ear size doing? How
pretty
you doing
pretty small.
Yeah. Yours are pretty small. Mine are kind of average. I think some people have really big holes in their head, but they've got they've got those little rubber things in there for whoever you are. So it's no big deal. And I like pure mode, which is podcast listening, blues, instrumental, that kind of stuff. But you can do a lot of other stuff. There's a balanced mode for rock, heavy metal, that kind of thing. Bass mode for hip hop, EDM, reggae. We like EDM.
EDM.
Yeah. Kim just made a great new playlist that I want to play on my Raycon earbuds so no one will bother me. Anyway, there's also a new awareness mode when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. So
on a bike or walking on trails.
I don't think I'll be using that very often, but no, I'm just kidding. It's really cool. It's really cool that it exists. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life. That's insane. It's also a built-in mic so you can take your calls and all that kind of stuff. Just hit a little button and you're in. And they start at half the price of premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. Raycon comes with a 45-day happiness guarantee. I wish more things in life did. So right now, you can get 15% off a Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim to save 15% on your awesome new pair of Raycons. Thanks, Raycon. Okay, back to the deal. Back to life, back to reality. Remember that song?
Back to life, back to reality.
See? Reality. You said reality. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
First email from Craig. Skimshow@gmail.com. Craig wrote in and says, I was listening to the Skim Show episode 78. And that was our last episode. You were both heading to the dentist and passing the NSA building.
Yes.
Scott asked Kim if he thought the NSA was listening to your conversation. Then Kim said, quote, they must be really bored to listen to our conversation. The whole Skim Show podcast is to let people listen to your conversations. Is that some sort of subtle insult to your audience? Or maybe she doesn't think that highly of your conversations? Winky face. He says, just kidding.
It isn't about the conversation that we were having. It's just that there's no secrets here.
Yeah, there's nothing. You're not going to benefit from listening to us. How boring.
You're
right?
Going to benefit from listening if you want to. But there are no secrets to be had.
The show and the relationship with our audience is one thing, but the NSA, they're getting jacked from me. I don't have anything to do. I have nothing cool that the NSA needs. What would they want?
All your Steam codes?
I know how to make a dog Rito when Kim's out of town. Surveil that man, you know? He says, just kidding. Just found it funny that I was listening to your conversations and she said that line. Love the show, though, Craig. Well, thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
That's Craig with a C.
Okay.
Is it always a C?
Nope.
What is it sometimes?
We knew someone with a K.
What am I thinking of? Who do we know?
Craig Coford.
Right. He's in New York now.
Anyway.
What else can we say about him and his location?
Maybe the NSA wanted to know that.
Oh, no. All right. How about Roman? Roman wrote in. Roman didn't write his email in a day. Here you go. Hey, Scott and Kim, I look forward to the show every week. Thanks for the great responses to my last few questions. I wanted to ask, has it been difficult transitioning from parents to grandparents? Sorry, I paused there not for a reason. Nobody's transitioned here. All right? And nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and do what you do.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I didn't mean to pause. Parents to grandparents. While still having parents or having to be parents to your children. I have a 7-year-old now, but I'm definitely not looking forward to that double responsibility one day. Love the show, Roman. I mean, I've just been thinking about this because lately the kids have been going through some stuff, hard just life things.
Yeah.
Between jobs for one of them, for another one, a bill he didn't expect to pay for a tooth thing.
Yep.
And there's this part of us that's like, we should just pay for it and solve everybody's problems. It's a temptation, though. You want to because you want to help, right? Yep. We all do.
Yeah.
But there's also that thing of like, no, they're doing fine. They'll come to us if they really need it. We want them to learn and do their thing. And so what Kim does is instead she makes sure that they have more food than your average Herman's grocery store.
So I'm like, you can grocery shop in my cold storage room if you'd like to.
Yeah.
And things like that. But I will say, when we became grandparents.
And we've only done it once,
by the way. Our youngest was already 19. So it wasn't quite the same as parenting and grandparenting at the same time.
Right.
My mom, on the other hand, totally different.
Your mom had one.
I was the second of 10. So when I went off to college, they still had 7 kids at home.
Yeah.
And a year later, I got married.
And keep in mind, 3 of those were adopted, 2 had fetal alcohol syndrome, like it was a hard upbringing, or just a big responsibility for your parents.
The adopted kids all had some issues.
So I don't know how she freaking did it. Like, I give your mom crap, but I'm also kind of impressed sometimes at how she.
So the transition, it depends on where you hit that. If you hit it early enough that you're still parenting, I'd imagine that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
To do. And we didn't have that as much, because Nick was already 19, kind of on his own, doing his thing. We get to just spoil a grandbaby.
Yeah. And so you heard it here first. Kim's mom is transitioning. That's what you're saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Stop.
You heard it here first, everybody. Spread the word.
You're in trouble.
I might be in trouble. All right. So it'd be fine if she did. If your mom came to me tomorrow and said, you know what, this whole time, I've been a man my whole life and I've known it, but I've fought against all of this because of cultural reasons. But if she said that to me, I would hug your mom and say, welcome to the man side. You know? I would be thrilled for your mother. It's never going
to
happen.
Welcome to the man side. Really?
Hope your mom never listens to this.
Me too.
Also, so keep in mind, Van's like, Van's only two now, and his mom's, how old's Tay? 27?
Mm-hmm.
It comes really fast, and it's all interesting and everything, but it because what Kim said is true. Nick had just gotten out when this happened.
Yeah.
So by that, by then, we were like ready for whatever's next.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And we loved every, we were loving every second of it.
For a short 6 months, 6 to 7 months, we didn't have any kids at home during COVID.
Yeah. It's just me and Kim living like empty nesters. Kind of liked it.
It was awesome.
I missed my children horribly, but I liked being us.
But then it was like when we first got married. In because of COVID, and it was like, why are you, if you're stuck in an apartment 24/7, why are you couldn't leave.
Awful hot apartment all through 2020. Yeah.
So you moved back home, got a dog.
Yeah. Now it's that awesome. Dog eats more than we do. It's fine.
No, she doesn't.
We love Ripley. Ellen Ripley is a fine dog and one hell of a anti-alien fighting lady. All right. I also consumed or gathered, if you will, a bunch of replies on Twitter.
Fun.
Yeah. Questions for you and me.
Okay.
Lorenzo asks, I love the name Lorenzo, by the way.
I had an Uncle Lorenzo when I was
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I've never known a Lorenzo personally, but I always liked the name. I remember the movie Lorenzo's Oil.
I think he was my great uncle, so it was my dad's uncle, Lorenzo.
Oh, okay.
He was really old when I was a kid.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Is that a Spanish origin?
That's
I mean,
Italian.
He's Lorenzo T. Lorenzo's Flores.
Italian, usually.
Oh, it could be. Not. It could be Italian.
I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah. When you're here, you're family. All right. Lorenzo, who has all the oil, get it, Lorenzo's oil.
I gotcha.
Says, what are your Halloween traditions? Any new ones that the kids are now older that you have with the grandkid and old ones that you that have withstood the test of time?
I'd say the ones, first of all, that withstood the test of time, we usually make chili on Halloween.
Are we doing that again?
And I remember, yes, we're doing it this year again.
Okay.
I remember when the kids were little, I used to take the big pot of chili outside and give a small bowl to each of the parents that were bringing their kids trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
You
usually dress up.
I usually dress up.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't.
Dressing up again this year.
I am too. I'm going to be Hawkeye from MASH.
I am.
I don't know how.
Plague Doctor.
Oh, Plague Doctor.
Because
you got that
this
mask.
Year?
Yeah. Nice
there
one,
is
hun.
A plague.
Read the room, honey. Read the room.
Look, it's helping me.
It is. It's good to laugh at yourselves. No, that's. But other than that.
Scott's complaint.
Yeah.
For the last about 10 years, mm-hmm. I've given out full size candy bars.
Oh, yeah. Kim gives out full size candy bars because. She thinks that they're cheap and they're not. And people come from miles around from like neighboring towns because they hear that
whatever,
Kim's got the full size candy bars.
What the first year we were here, I think we got 3 trick or treaters.
Well, mind you, candy bars I can't even eat. I'm not allowed.
Well, see, then you're not missing out on anything.
Lame. I'm gonna eat a Milky Way this year, and it may be bad for me, but I'm doing it.
As long as you eat it with your chili.
Gosh, I love a good Milky Way, dude. They're all good. Dry cast. Oh, yeah, so other than that, we don't really have like a major thing.
I mean, Taylor brings we all the like baby it. Over on...
Exactly.
This
we get to
be
see
Saturday
him.
Before, and...
And me and Carter like to draw a bunch of stuff, and we like to watch horror movies, and Nightmare Before Christmas is usually a thing we try to get in. This year, that new Muppet
and
Haunted Mansion
And I always miss it, because
thing.
I'm upstairs. The doorbell rings, and I'm upstairs, so yeah. I might as well not run up.
Part of me wishes we never did the door thing, because then we could just do whatever we want. But instead, we basically
not.
Work at a Chevron. Ding dong. How can I help you? Oh, here. Have a giant candy bar you can't get anywhere else that was probably $8.
It
enjoy.
Giant. They're just regular size.
I'm just teasing.
They're
when
not
you say regular,
size.
They're big.
Well, they're regular. They're
everyone
not
else is giving out these like inch and a half little wiener ones, and you're giving out
a candy bar.
Yeah. You're giving out diabetes bars. All right, Derrycast says, in the past, people were buried with the items they would need in the afterlife. What would you want buried with you so you could use it in the afterlife?
I have a hard time with that.
Why?
Because I feel like whatever it is now, I feel like your kids and grandkids want to have a part of whatever was important to you. So I've always had a hard time with why would you be buried with whatever
Also,
it
don't bury me. Do ashes. I don't care. I don't need to have my body cremate buried. You? Yeah, cremate me.
All right.
Put me and Kim's ashes together.
But what's the point of taking those things with you? I don't. I don't.
How about burn them up with you? Like what?
Like what? Your PS5?
I don't have one. My eventual PS5, my Xbox Series
X. Let's burn it with him. Why wouldn't you give that to Van?
Now that you say that, what would be big enough that you would want to burn? It'd have to be something really...
I mean, if something's going to go with you and you know it's going to make it to the afterlife with you,
yeah,
it's going to be some weapon, right? But these people that have their Mickey Mantle baseball card and they're signed everything from whoever it is that's important to them, you have it buried with you? Come on.
Do you think when...
Let your grandkids enjoy these things.
Do you think
things?
When these old Hollywood people die... that when they get cremated, that it smells like burning plastic. Do you think that happens because they have so much work done?
Maybe.
It's like, oh, what's that collagen plastic smell?
It smells like burning collagen.
Oh, it's, I can't think of the name. I can't think of anyone. Who was the comedian with all the face redone? She always looked like a rubber doll. And she died not too many years ago, 70-something. What's her name?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking
about. She'd sit in for Johnny Carson all the time.
Oh.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
You know she smelled like plastic when she was burned.
There wasn't anything natural about that woman.
Put a mask on. Don't smell. Don't inhale.
Breathe it in.
Yeah, don't breathe her in. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. Maybe a note that I wrote, or my kids could all write notes to me and then burn the notes with me. And no one would ever know what
That'd
they said.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be really cool.
Because nothing else matters, dude. It's all crap. You don't want to take anything with you. It's dumb. I mean, it's a good question.
It's
a great question.
People think it's a good idea.
It's a great question. Andy Walfarth says, where did Zubba Zubba come from? Oh, that's easy.
You and Andrew, right?
Me and my buddy Andrew. So Kim, me, Andrew, and his wife, Annie, used to hang out constantly for a period of time in our mm-hmm. early marriage years. So like from 94.
Oh, we had
Tabe Taylor. When we met him, yeah. So 94 through probably 2000.
Yeah, probably.
We hung out with these guys almost every day. Some weeks it was every day.
Yeah, they had some kids, our same kids' age, mm-hmm. our kids' ages.
Yeah.
So it was fun. We always would go to the zoo.
We went to Vegas together. We went to San Francisco together. We were always, I was with Drew at the record store every 5 seconds. Like, we were just always together. Playing video games, whatever. You two would be upstairs, Nick, and he and I would be playing Resident Evil 2 or whatever.
I'd be cooking.
And Andrew is the one that coined it. He used to say, instead of saying blah, 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 or, you know,
or yada,
yada, yada, yada, yada, that's the stand-in for Zubba Zubba. So you'd say, so I got to clean the yard and the garage, Zubba Zubba, like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the origin. And I stuck with me and I can't not do it. I like it a lot. Daniel says, since Halloween is approaching, do either of you have a paranormal experience? Just anything strange that can't be explained? No.
No.
I mean, remember that time Nick was 2 and claimed he was having nightly conversations with my dad on the end of his bed?
Mm-hmm.
And he was only 2 months old or so when my dad died, mm-hmm. right? Month, two, whatever it was.
38 days.
So he didn't even know. Nick would not know my dad in 38 days.
And I only
days.
Say 38 days because Nick decided to get a tattoo of 38.
And 38 is both the days and the year my dad was born. It was 1938.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you... Did you not know that?
No, I didn't realize that was both.
He'd be 80-something now.
So he used to have conversations with his grandpa, which
was
really cool.
And he would describe him, like, with his white goatee and his, you know, he when he could start talking, he was describing him to a T. So I don't know how he was doing that. Other than that...
Not really.
No ghosts or any weird things like that. It's all hook and hoke.
The girls think the last house basement was haunted, but
that's just because they're dorks. They're just dorks. It's because that basement smelled funny because it had that thing you hated. What was it called?
Sump pump.
Yeah. Never get a sump pump. Hey, advice for the week.
Some people have them.
They're the worst, dude. Oh, did you hear about William Shatner in space? 90 years old?
Yeah, you told me about that. That's very cool.
90, man. 90 man. Oh, you want me to read the next one? Kim's pointing at this, so are you in a big hurry?
Are we going to get through all of them?
All right. No, we'll save whatever ones we don't get to.
All right.
Mike Jones, who says, wear a mask. Good job, Mike. Kim, sometimes makes a throwaway comment to young singles to find a partner that is handsome or handy. So what is Scott? I assume just handy. Rude. I'm not handy.
No, all the tools
I'm not
in the
handsome
house.
Either. I don't know what you...
All the tools in the house belong to me.
Why are you with me, honestly? What's the advantage? It's not the food preparation. It's not the fixing the car. It's not what happened to the sprinklers. I'll take care of it. It's none of that. What is it?
That's true. I do the sprinklers too. Huh?
My password won't work and my hard drive crashed. There. Yeah. That's it.
For his nailed it. Computer skills.
Yeah, for my, she married me for my supposed IT computer skills. Yeah. All right, here's one. Oh, this is interesting. Somebody asked a question, then he piggybacked on it. Piggybacking on this question, being of an age of being the age of Scott and having some similar health challenges, my doctor has declared that carbs are the enemy. What about a low carb side for Thanksgiving? I don't know what that would be. I'm done though. I'm done with carbs, man.
You can't be done with carbs.
I mean, carbs like breads and starches and junk like that. Yeah. I mean, I can eat. Everything's got carbs.
I do a lot of vegetables generally with our Thanksgiving, mostly because Carter doesn't partake in the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up with a lot of sides. Brussels sprouts, green beans wrapped in bacon, like really good hearty ones. I usually try to do sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes mm-hmm. because then...
The sweet are good, better for you.
Better for you.
Even though
try
they're
to
sweet.
Go a lower sugar in them yeah. or no sugar in them.
I'm supposed to cut back on potato-y things.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to cut back on bread.
And I do try to have still and I love a both salad, those things. But we have a really good charcuterie board. That is a fantastic way to snack on salty things, not sweet things, lots of vegetables on it, cheeses, nuts, olives, all that stuff.
Mm.
So that's always a good side. We always like having that ahead of time.
Yeah, I would eat that. All of it that you just described sounds really good.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I kind of am. Okay. I shouldn't be. You're doing tuna later, right?
I am.
Okay. Hazel Farmington. I'm sorry, Farmatron.
How about Hazel?
Just Hazel. Well, it's on Twitter. It's public.
Okay.
If money and time were no object, what would your dream holiday be? And what would you do on that holiday? And who would you do the holiday with? It would be me and Kim.
And that's it. And it would be Europe.
It could be the kids, but we'd have to all be able to have a place that's 100% everybody separate if they want to be. Because I wouldn't want them to feel pressure.
You would want them to be on vacation also.
Yeah.
I think a perfect vacation would be us and ourselves and then send the kids wherever they want to go.
Yeah. If money's no object, that's what we'd do.
Yeah.
I want to go to a like Ibiza style like island.
Oh,
like pure you're not white a sun, beaches, sandy
you're not
beaches.
A sun person.
No, but I love those places. I want to go out at night in that water. I want to avoid the sun in the day. I suppose
you're like a vampire
because I'm gonna die.
I think mine would be one of those Viking cruises, the ones that go through the rivers in Europe. The
yeah,
river cruise.
And I want to stay. I want to stay. I want to do one of these for a month.
Actually,
I don't want, yeah.
Actually get the downtime that it takes to relax.
This is never going to happen in my life.
No.
But I want that so bad.
That's where the money is no object would have to
a
come
week
in.
Never feels like enough.
2 weeks would be decent.
2 weeks would be all right, yeah. I don't want to fly somewhere far, though. Because I hate that. It's a waste of the time. I hate it. I hate
fly
flying.
Overnight.
I hate airports.
And then get on a cruise ship.
If you can knock me out.
Okay.
You know, inject some weed into my veins.
Horse tranquilizers.
Sunstorm's got one. Ooh, maybe a hard
a rough one.
Advice, raising a teenage daughter. I've got my boy raised and I feel super anxious, but now I'm smack dab in the middle with a teen girl and I feel this tsunami of anxiety every day. I'm Gen X, child of the 70s, teen and 80s. It's hard to balance involved with being over without being over involved. There was a typo there.
I totally get that.
I get it.
I
hoped all this stuff would go away.
Teens were my favorite.
For the kids. Well, it's because you controlled it. They were all over here and everybody hung out
here. I would say the most important thing is have them talk to you.
Yeah, lots of conversations.
If you can talk to them without reacting in a overreactive way,
mm-hmm.
like just so, oh, you know, whatever they're telling you stuff, even if you're really surprised by what they're telling you, if you can not overreact to what they're telling you, they will keep talking.
Nick came to me, came to Kim for mm-hmm. stuff that mm-hmm. he wanted to talk about. The girls came to me, mostly Taylor. Carter's both.
They knew that we would talk to each other.
Yeah.
But it was easier for him to talk to me and Taylor to talk
yeah,
to you.
For Carter's some reason.
Straight down
Carter's
the middle.
Carter's a weirdo. In a good way. In a good way.
Straight down the middle. But I think, especially with girls, because you do want to know what's going on, you have to talk to them, and you really can't overreact. Or they shut down. As soon as you're like, what? I can't even believe it. Then they just
talk
stop.
To them a lot. Talk on their level. Talk about the things they care about.
Yes.
So that you can minimize the gap between you and her in terms of age. Because they'll hold that against you.
Day.
Text them all the time.
Whether it's just, I love you, or, hey, hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
Those things really helped whenever I would text them to Nick, and he would really open up. Like,
smile
hey,
more than you
this.
Frown, that kind of stuff. But also, try to be the Kool-Aid house if you can somehow figure it out. Because that, actually, that really helped. I mean,
having
the kids were just
here.
All here. Their friends were here. We knew who was who.
I had friends,
their
friends show up in my kitchen while all of them were playing video games, and they'd come and ask me about dating questions.
They'd just come talk to you.
Because they couldn't talk to their parents because they would overreact.
Plus, you were making food. Let's be honest. There was food.
There were a bunch of boys, and they liked to eat.
Yeah, boys like to eat, it turns out. Girls, too, but boy, those boys. All right, one final note here. I like this one. Do you both like horror movies? If so, what would be your go-to one? Do you like horror movies at all?
I do.
You kind of do more than you used to.
Yes.
It's grown on you.
I would say I'm more about zombies, aliens, all the weird stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not about the realistic stuff.
She doesn't
the
like
Saw
gory,
movies,
Saw,
gory.
Yeah. Like,
no, thank
like
you.
Torture porn type.
I feel like that is too realistic, and that's what scares me, is usually when it's based on a true story or it's based on a true...
Or it's just mean and brutal, like
yeah.
just for no reason. Like,
I'm
I don't
more about
mind
jump scare,
yeah.
ghosts and zombies,
strangeness.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fun.
As far as a go-to movie, oh man, what do I like? I liked a lot of stuff
year.
When I was younger, but I get tired of it all. Honestly, there aren't a lot of great Halloween movies.
Recently,
I
like
TV stuff.
Would beg to differ. They love their Halloween movies. They watch every kind of like we do for Christmas.
Yeah, I like Army of Darkness. It's not really a horror movie at that point, though. It was in the first two. That third movie's not really a horror movie.
The hard part for me, I think, is finding...
Oh, Hereditary.
A new movie every year, because once I've seen it, it's really hard to, you know, once it's out of the bag.
I think Hereditary for me, because it's actually scary. Like, it freaks me the hell out. You need to watch that.
I haven't seen that one.
And you like it, because it's about haunting and weirdness,
right.
But it's so well done, it got me, dude.
I have to watch
really
it during the day.
Me.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. That thing is a paranormal experience, that movie. Scott B. Johnson says, man, my sister is named Kim. This weirds me out. Well, from one Scott B. Johnson to another. You know, my middle name is with a B. Does
yeah.
he know this? I don't know if he knows this.
Know.
Hey, Scott B. Johnson, did you know that? Look at you and your dog on Twitter. It's cute. Look, he even has glasses and a beard.
Cute dog.
He might be me. I'm a little worried that I'm not who I thought I was. That's your questions. Thank you all very much for those. And follow us on Twitter if you want to ask more. And we don't have a Twitter account for the show, but you have mine, Scott Johnson. That'll work. skimshow@gmail.com, frogpants.com/skimshow. Those are all the things. Keep those emails coming. We love those. Is there anything I'm missing?
I don't think so.
Are we done? Am I going to go get my booster?
We're going to go get your booster.
Am I slurring?
No.
A little?
No.
You don't hear it?
No.
Oh.
Did you need me to say no again?
I feel like I'm slurring for
You're
some
not.
Reason. I don't know why. I don't do that normally. All right. So that'll do it. Thank you all for listening. And in the immortal words of Kim.
Come again soon.
Oh. I don't know how to take that. All right. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.